So we're holding over here in the Malacha. We already was the Reya. We put the seeds in the ground. Chayrish, we softened up the ground so it should be able to grow properly. Sometimes you do Chayrish before Zriya, sometimes you do it after Zriya. And then we moved on to Kaitzer. After the wheat grew or the fruit grew, so now I pick the fruit and I harvest the wheat. That's Kaitzer. Detaching it from its source of life. Ma'amer is after I picked all the fruits that are lying all around. Now I need to gather them together in a box to bring them into the house. Or I need to pile the wheat in a pile to bundle it into bundles so I can bring it to where it needs to go. So that's Ma'amer. So let's see the first paragraph. After they cut the tzvul, they gather the stalks together, but oisim mehem amorim, they make bundles. The nikram shema amer. Loi rak basis amorim nem amalach. This malach is not only when I'm making bundles, aligam basifa shar peris bemogim gidulam, the heges malach is ma'amer. Ma'amer is any time that in the place of where it grows, under the tree, or in the field, I gather together the produce, that's considered ma'amer. Okay, therefore, yolake perish shanashim and ila. Let's say fruit fell off the tree before Shabbos. If they fell off on Shabbos, so then these fruits are muksa. Why? Because since you're not allowed to eat the fruits while they're attached to the tree, I can't pick the fruit. So when Shabbos started, these fruits were not right to be eaten, right? They were also to eat. So therefore, if they fall off on Shabbos, they remain muksa because they were muksa in the beginning of Shabbos. But let's say we're talking about fruit that fell off before Shabbos. Can I gather them together? Okay, the lack of perish ashram and elan. Yesh bim shema ame vegam chayav maase. Yesh my sifin, there are those that add, shalai bim magam gedulam yesh isma ame. It is isma ame, even if it's not in the place where it grows. Shagam also less of perish bim fuzarim b'chol makam shahein. I feel the shalai bim magam gedulam, even if it's not in the place where they fell. Meaning, let's say in the house, I open the fridge and the drawer with the apples and oranges fall out, and the fruit goes flying all around the room. I gathered together the fruit in the room. So, is it ma'amer or not? The answer is that according to the first sheet over here, it's not, because ma'amer is dafka b'makum gidula, where they grow. And according to the second sheet, it would be, even though it's not b'makum gidula.
Ma'amer is only gidula karka.
Ma'amer is only gidula karka. Right. Which is a good question, because let's say you have toys.
Pick up sticks.
Oh, right, the kapla. No kapla?
Okay.
Are they in English? Kapla. Blocks, right, blocks. It's made of wood. Wood is gedulei karka.
Jenga.
Yeah, all these things that. So let's say I want to gather that together. So I'm doing it in the house. So I'm doing it in the house. According to the second sheet, there might be ma'am. But we pass on like the first sheet, so that's not ma'am. But we will see in paragraph Gimel that if there's a tircha, to do it, then Chazal said don't do it.
What about like moving chains?
It's not gathering it together. We're talking about gathering them together in a pile or in a box. Or it's not doing it to ma'ame. Ma'ame is when I have spread out produce. I'm bringing it together to be able to bring it into the house.
Is there like an amount that has to be like three items?
Right, so we said, so ma'amer is a machlokes if it's ma'amer. But we're going to see in paragraph Gimel that if there's a tirch, so that we'll see paragraph Gimel more about that. Let's see base. Told us ma'amer. Now, even though we said that ma'amer isn't the place where it grows, but yet we have cases of ma'amer in the house. For example, las is the veil. To make a ball of figs, right? You learn the element seas. So eagle shall the veil. How do you make an eagle shall the veil? They take a bunch of figs and they press them together. and then they sell it as cake, it's called, right? Cake of dates. So the kaves teinim yachad, they gather the teinim together, last mem, eagle idei, shekoyv shum yachad, they press them together, asr shum told this mamir. To take a string and to put it through, string it through the teinim to tie them together, like one goof, is also awesome because of Taldas Ma'amin. So now the question is, what about a lady who has a necklace made of pearls, which are stones, made of stones? Which is Gedulei Karka. And it, right, it opened up. Now she wants to redo it. She wants to put the pearls back on the string. Ma'amir. This halacha, so I'm gathering them together to become one. Okay? So that's why we said, even though this is not by the tree, but since this the place of doing it is in the house, the makam gedulam of it is in the house, therefore it's us even in the house. To gather the fruit, the normal place of gathering fruit is in the field. So that's dafka in the field. But stringing the figs is even in the house. They are kaka. They've been bending gedulei kaka.
What about man's?
What about?
Man's from the ground.
It's not a joke. The pasi says ki adam eats asadahu. So what do you say? If I gather the kids together in a room, I'm if I'm
not.
Right. So let's see over here. It says over here, Yesh the Damis is there. Asiyas Anak and Machrayz Shamar Gadis and the Chadama. He brings them, there are those that are Medamis, those that say that you're not supposed to put the pearls onto the necklace. If Moshe has a tshuva, listen to the tshuva. If Moshe says, what happens if I have decorated flowers? Right, you go to the flower store, you tell them I want, if you're into flowers, you tell them I want one of this, two of these, three of this, put them together to make a beautiful bouquet of flowers. So I'm bringing them together to be one, right? I'm gathering the flowers to be together because it looks nice when they're together. So the question that was asked of Moshe is, if let's say I do that on Shabbos, right? The decorated flowers are not muksa. But can I gather together the different flowers to make a bouquet out of it? Is that ma'amo or not? They make, no, it's similar to Dvela, that where they make the bouquet of flowers in the store, in the house.
Yeah, but it's not mucked down, right? It's not the place.
Right, so that's what we had to redefine when we got to the second paragraph. Once they tell us that by Dvela, so not dafke be makim gedulim, we see. That's where it's a point that needs a lot of attention. Had to be magdur. But Sir Moshe answered. Sir Moshe said he feels it's not a question of ma'amir. Why? Because ma'amir is when I'm bringing them together to be together. There should be one pile, a pile of wheat, a box full of apples. Over here, I'm not bringing them together to be one. One pile of flowers. I'm bringing them together because I like the way it looks when this one stands next to this one. But not because I'm gathering it together to be a bundle. You like that, right? Good job. It sounds like the same, but when you word it, it's different. What's the intention? You're right, the act is the same, but what's the intention? There's a kavana to the malacha. He says maybe there's is a tikkun mana because you're creating something over here, but that also it says.
What?
No. That's incorrect. You want all the apples together. What? But over there, there's an idea of gathering the apples all together in a box to bring it in, to put in the fridge. You definitely want the apples in one bag. No one apple in this bag, an apple in that bag. The flowers, you're not gathering them together, you want one bundle of them. You wanted a bundle of flowers, you took all the same flowers and bundled them together. But yeah, I'm just putting them next to each other because they look nice where they are. Each one is a separate flower. I think if you think about it, it makes sense, a lot of sense. Okay, now let's see Gimel. Mishan espazu peiroisu bebeis. Someone who the fruits spread out in the house. Ibechatza, echad heina, the echad heina. One over here, one over there. Meaning far apart from each other, that there's a tircha, it's a bother. There's a feeling of, oh my gosh, I got to get it all together. I have to go here, find one here, one rolled under the table, one rolled under the couch. Then there's the issa to gather together. But tamishum uvde dechol, a new issa, a issa drabbani called uvde dechol. Kavakim kishnaf lo bebayis. However, in the house, efshesheish laat alinam the techeka kisusa. Meaning, instead of gathering it together to a box or a basket, you can take your cheka is your lap or your clothing and like pick it up, put it into like you fold up your jacket and you gather them together in your jacket and bring them there. But actually, Tano, what? Like gather them together in your coat. I mean, what he's saying is, no, you pick it up, put it in your jacket, pick it up. What he's saying over here is that it's not the normal way of doing it. Listen to
what
he's
about. What defines a default?
So uvde dechol is really a term that's used, right. So one klal is that Chazal made uvde dechol in places where there's tircha and daima to a malacha. No, they didn't just ask everything of tircha, but in places where it's similar to a malacha, even though it's not the malacha, but they said, look, is it tircha, don't do it. Uvdecha means it's a weekday action. What makes it weekday? I eat also on Shabbos. I sleep on Shabbos also. Something which has in it a bother, and it's similar to malacha, they gave a name of the decha. Va'av she'itana l'kavsim b'vayis, v'kobogim ev she'bekal l'kavsim yachai, they shinoi, if you can do a real shinoi, and pick it up between your fingers, yesh la'asis kein she'ish de'ish, she'sevim she'kam b'vayis, and she'lemog b'gidol, like we learned before, v'ayim b'malach n'sam. Okay, v'chol ze'em nafko heina v'heina. This halacha that I'm not supposed to gather together in the normal way, is when they spilled all around the house. They all spill that in one spot, then it's mutter to take it and put it into the basket or into the box. But let's say it rolled into a place where it is now it's mixed with dirt and other things, so then you have a shailah baira. Then we have to figure out what that look is with that bird. Yes.
It's very strong.
The tirk over here, I don't think is the strength that you're putting into it. It's just that I've got to get one from there, one from there. And
you don't mind. You're very quick.
You enjoy doing that. You enjoy doing it. So.
Telling the person what tirka is, right?
Also, it could bother someone too. So,
what? What do you say? Psychological.
Also, could be a small thing.
I think you're right, because. Because I don't remember anyone giving a share of what's called echad heina, a big room, small room. All it says is that when it spills out, one over there, and it's a tircha to get it, then you have this system. So you're right, probably it's totally the person.
But it's the opposite, that it's a very small thing, but it's a tircha to get it.
Correct.
Right.
It made a difference. This is the issue. Tzarech Makim is a head that they find in Elchus Muxa. He is now Elchus Muxa.
So roll up your pants, like, gather, let's say it's a tier for you.
You can do that as long as you're not getting involved in the tech. Okay, so that's Malachas Ma'amar. So what do we have from Ma'amar about Halacha L'Maaseh? We spoke about gathering fruit in the field, which is not so negel in a normal Shabbos, unless you're out on the farm. We spoke about what?
Flowers.
We're much true about flowers. Spoke about if the pears spill out of the house all over the place. Oh, so going back to the case of blocks, wooden blocks. So someone learned that it's not doimit to ma'amu because it was already shellacked or painted or was made into a toy. So that, we don't view it. It's a weak terrace. We don't view it as
Zulikaka,
but it's a clay. It's something else.
A wooden chair was just used.
Right. Right. But again, if it is a tircha, sometimes it's a tircha. Again, it's the idea of those blocks.
Any change
it,
you take a broom.
You use a broom, it will help. Yeah, Rav David's eitz is a good eitz. If you take a broom and you just sweep them together also, it's a shino. It's not the normal way of gathering.
Very good. How much is that about the dirty apple being fired?
If because you're gonna be picking out the apple from between the rocks and the stones and the dirt, not dirty apple. If it fell between, it rolled into an area where there's dirt.